This is Dr. Brandon Hawkins, Duquesne Physician, Anna Jasmine Ambrose, medical record number 66122, and data dictation 11513. Patient presents to clinic on this visit for follow-up of severe pain associated with right and left heel. Patient states that the pain has been present for several weeks in duration, has progressively gotten more painful. Patient this time is requesting possible orthotic. Patient has no orthopedic complaints associated with tendon, has any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, and associated with incident time. Check dermatological bondage lesions, skin tenders, no permissions, and no interdigital maceration. Skin shows no signs of abrasions, corrosions, lesions, lacerations, or signs of contusion. It's otherwise normal trophic in appearance with normal temperature, texture, and turgor, and nails are normal trophic in appearance with normal color and texture. Vasculature shows palpable pedal pulses, no notables, bursitis, pedis, and posterior arteries with regular rate and rhythm. There are no arterial malformations or venous malformations associated with time. The neurological sensation is intact. Both sharp no vibratory predictive sensation as well as deep tendon reflexes, both the Achilles and patellar tendon region. The skeletal shows positive pain on palpation to the medial calcaneal tubercle region of the right and left heel, as well as pain course on the plantar fascia. There is mild tenderness associated to the insertion of the posterior tibial tendon and medial aspect of the navicular right and left foot, as well as associated tenderness to the Achilles tendon. There is limited range of motion at the ankle joint with the extended reflex, and subtalar joint range of motion shows increased range of motion with eversion versus inversion. Dance and gait show notable decrease in the arch artery healing tape of postal gait with post-kinetic dyskinesia. Ultrasound shows positive thickening of the plantar fascias on the right and left heel. Assessment number one is severe painful pedal status with heel spur syndrome, pneumatic tendonitis of the posterior tibial tendon, Achilles tendon, pneumatic ankle instability, secondary to tarsal dislocation. Pneumatic is hamartoid deformity. Plan number one, patient was examined. Pneumatic at the time patient was given a therapeutic injection under ultrasonic view to the right and left heel. Patient was also strapped to a loadout L&M. At this time, patient range of motion and muscle testing was performed and biomechanical examination as well as patient was casted for custom-made orthotics. At this time, patient will continue with stretching techniques and will return to clinic in 2 weeks for dispensal of custom-made orthotics.